Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture fueled by Kubota. It's week two this week, and we are chatting with Brendan and Kurt Van Osh of Van Osh Farms out in Elsa Craig. Guys, thanks so much for joining me today. Kurt, why don't we start with you? Tell me a bit about the family farm. How did it all begin?
Okay, so our grandfather came over in the 1954, and he started with one farm, and he had a few cows he was milking on that farm. My dad and my uncle became incorporated in 1978 with him, and in 1985, they fully took over the operation from my grandpa. They bought him out, and that's where they were a beef cattle and cash crop operation. They continued to grow the business, and the major kind of expansion on the cattle side was in the year 2000 when we built first of our bigger cattle barns, and then 3 years later, built our second larger cattle barn, and we've kind of been growing ever since then. I started on the farm full-time 15 years ago, but I've been farming ever since I was a kid, helping out as much as I can. And my cousin was a few years after me starting full-time, but him as well started when he was young. And my brother Jaron is also on the farm now, and he started same thing, started at a very young age, and he's now been a full-time part of the farm for the last 7-8 years. So we've now grown to a beef cattle and cash crop operation. We feed around 11,000 head of cattle and farm around 10,000 acres of cash crop land.
Brendan, how many generations have worked on this farm?
So we're the third generation, and the fourth generation is growing up as we speak.
Do you see the fourth generation becoming involved in the farm in the future?
Well, they're still quite young yet, but they're all keen on farming and they all love farming. So we hope so, but it's, completely entirely up to them, so... But yeah, we would love to keep it in the family.
With this being a third generation farm now, I'm sure there's been some changes over the years. But again, with you guys being the third generation, you guys have probably seen the most. So what changes have you noticed?
I would say the biggest change has been as the years gone on, technology has exponentially grown. So there's been a lot of technology added to the farms. We've seen, I would say, as a third generation, one of the bigger leaps in technology. So implementing that onto the farm, becoming more efficient, you're becoming more effective at what we do. We can grow better crops, higher yields. Our cattle are more efficient the way they're fed, the way they're raised. So I would say that would be the biggest jump. Obviously, our dads would have seen a large jump in the way tractors and stuff have evolved, going from open stations and a lot smaller tractors to what people see in the fields today. We can get a lot more done with less equipment.
With that being said, you guys did just open the farm store. What was that, back in April? May. Has that kind of changed how things are done on the farm?
I would say the most thing has changed is interacting with the community and people coming out to the store and sharing our story, how we raise our beef and the sustainability and the welfare and why it's a good choice choosing our beef.
Now, no matter what kind of business you run, the community around you is such an important part of it. How has the community around you supported the farm's growth over the years?
We've had a lot of support from the community. On the grand opening, we were kind of expecting max 500, but we were serving beef brisket on a bun, and we served over 700 in an hour and a half. We saw there was well over 2,000 people that came over for the event, so there was a huge, huge support from the community on that day for us. And ever since we've been open, there's been a big support as well going forward. So we believe as a group and as a family that if we give back to the community and we be there for the community, they'll be there for us as well.
I'm Kimberly Millimans from Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. You can check out last week's Growing Up on the Farm feature on our website, and make sure you tune in to 90.5 MyFM and catch our feature on the air. Brennan, Kurt, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you very much. That's great. Thanks for having us on. We certainly appreciate it.